Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Peter Yobo is a consultant and advisor specializing in helping leaders, business owners, and social influencers realize financial and operational improvement through organizational process and technology change. He has consulted with companies in technology, information, communications, and entertainment sectors. And in today's episode, Peter answers a series of rapid-fire questions that give an inside look on what success means to him. Here's Peter.
What is the simplest way to find your passion?
Simplest way to find your passion is to think in your heart. What lights your heart on fire? What lights you up? What gets you excited? You know, when you hit the bed and your alarm goes off, what gets you popping out of the bed in the morning to chase after? I think once you're able to identify what those are, start to key in on where you get that consistent feeling of like drive and desire to get stuff done, and that's it.
What role does a sense of purpose play in business?
Without an idea of where you're going, you can be knocked onto any which path that comes your way. Having a sense of purpose serves as almost your guiding star. You know which direction you're headed, you know why you're doing it, and you can communicate it to others. Having a sense of purpose allows you to bring other people into the fold and get them part of the team to drive towards that purpose.
Can anyone become an innovator, and how?
Oh, yes. The best way to do that is learn to break some rules. To be honest, learn to break some rules, because if the norm, or if it's so comfortable for you to do things as they've always been done, you'll rarely look outside of the defined lines to find new ways of doing things. Don't break too many rules, but get comfortable breaking a few rules.
What role has personal development had in your life?
Oh, it's been everything. For me, where I received the most and experienced the most impact is just reading biographies, learning about other leaders, learning what they did, how they managed different situations and scenarios. I can't quote most of the books that I read, but some way, somehow, when I get into the right circumstance, the something that I read in a book years ago comes up and it's ready for me to use. It's been transformative. I think every and anyone should at least invest in a book a month, or some kind of video, just some way to grow yourself personally.
What is your personal definition of success?
My personal definition of success is not leaving this world knowing that I did not make the most out of every opportunity to grow people around me. I feel like anyone who comes in contact with me in whichever way, shape, or form has got to not only see what's possible for themselves, but have an idea and a desire to pursue that.
Can you share something you've been learning lately?
If there's anything I could share, I would say it's very easy to buy into a form of success that's not yours. A form of success that may have been handed down to you by your parents or by your society or your community. Someone says, oh, you're athletic, you should be this. Or, oh, you're smart, you should be that. And we easily buy into that. The most important thing is to know yourself. Know yourself and know why you do what you do. Otherwise, it's so easy for you to just dive into any and everything. And then when the stressors of life hit, that's when you start to see that someone who has not spent the time building themselves out will begin to show those signs of weakness or breaking down when they need to be strong. So the key thing is work on yourself, know what your definition of success is, and pursue that.
That's awesome. For more about Peter Yobo, simply search YouTube. And be sure to visit his website, peteryobo.com. His best-selling book, The 7 Steps to Creating Your Masterpiece Day, is available at his website and or Amazon.com. And remember, as the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Today, you've been hanging out with Peter Yobo. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollig. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollig.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollig. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.